a good bar, the perfume comes to me.
Right, Wendy, you're having a show.
No, do it.
All right, then.
We just thought you were having a fit, Carl. Let's get the wigs out. Oh, go on, Wen.
Well, I'm having the blonde.
Because you know, Rod, he promised me once he'd visited the store and was happy. Bells in heaven. Oh, yeah.
We know.
Do you? Well, you see, Lauren, she was just old school, believing in something just because she's been told to. You've got to be more savvy than that, or people take advantage. Rosa should have stayed and made the most of this. Pay rises, no one looking over your shoulder.
Hey, lads, who's next under my mistletoe?
As well.
Oh, it's okay. We've got a backup generator. I'll
Lorraine.
Lorraine! Oh, you came back.
What have you done?
Oh, we're having a party, Lorraine. A party. Would you like a cheese twirl? Oh, is this your Frank? Hello, Frank. Welcome to the party. Would you like a cheese stick?
Wendy, this is.
Hello, Wendy. I'm Mr. Bell.
Mr. Bell. Right. Mr. Bell!
It's nice to meet you at long last, Wendy.
Yes, you too.
But what a shame.
Oh, I can explain. We were...
No need.
Lorraine, did you say...
No, she didn't. I told you I would come, Wendy. You weren't the one for bells in heaven after all.
But...
I think you'd better leave. Don't you?
But how am I going to get home?
In the parable of the Good Servant, Wendy was played by Rosie Cavaliero, Carly by Lizzie Watts, Rod by Will Howard, Loren by Christine Absalom, Alan by Adam Nagaitis, and Mr. Bell by Patrick Brennan. The Parable of the Good Servant was written by Fraser Flintham, and the director was Jessica Drumgoole.
And tomorrow night, writer Winsome Pinnock sets the story of Lazarus in an alternative healing centre. That's at the same time, 10:45 tomorrow evening, here on Radio 3. It's just gone 11 o'clock, and now Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you, James. Because life does have that habit of weaving its own tapestry in spite of all our plans and schedules, this week sees Late Junction honouring the brilliance of Pandit Ravi Shankar, who passed away last week, while simultaneously ushering in Christmas festivities. So, here's a poignant and joyful bhajan or devotional song by Ravi Shankar, which somehow manages to perform both tasks simultaneously. It's George Harrison's arrangement of Ravi's song to Krishna, I Am Missing You, recorded in LA in 1973. I don't know how I did it, Ravi said later, but one day I wrote an English song without thinking. George liked it. And so he wanted to do a version of his own. And here it is, with vocals by Lakshmi Shankar, supreme Hindustani classical vocalist, and Hari Prasad Chaurasia on bansuri or bamboo flute, I Am Missing You. Thank you.
camp, way out across the world. I was sitting looking way out across the world. Said the wind had things twisting almost in a twirl. Says I've been a good fella, just good as I can be. Says I've been a good fella, good as I can be. Says it's Lord have mercy on me. Says I've been a good fella, just as good as a man could be. Have you done? Some lost their baby, was blown for 2-3 miles around. Some lost their baby, blown for 2-3 miles around. When it comes to their riding mind, they come on back to town. Their rooster was crowing, cow was lowing, never heard such a noise before. Oh, oh Lordy, Lord. That it seemed like hell was broken in this place below.
Frost, Texas, Tornado Blues. Texas Alexander's song about the tornado that hit Frost in Navarro County, Texas in 1930. It seemed like hell was broken in this place below, he sang. So just remember, however bleak our midwinter gets over the next few weeks, it could be worse. Before that, Judith Weir's setting of the Advent prose, Drop Down Ye Heavens, sung by the Choir of Jesus College, Cambridge, directed by Mark Williams. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Lake Junction, and it would be great to hear from you during the programme. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. Back to another blues storm, but this time direct from Africa, Mali to be precise. Basiku Kiyate has totally renewed his band Ngoni Ba and toughened the sound to drive away the terrible troubles that are besetting his country. Jamako, their triumphant new album, is out in January, and they'll be playing live in London and at Celtic Connections in Glasgow at the end of the month. This is Mali Kouri, on which Zumana Tereta praises the cotton farmers of Mali.
Baby, make up a money love.
Tiga dugu manigala
kabadugu maningala sanyadugu maningala kaningadugu maningala
oyo tocho ni more
iye manuwala lebekuma brawle ngove brawle ni tomani Garana kauka dangele Ini minizao Bini minizao Sabau jamana
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. An old chestnut, undoubtedly. What can I say? Except that was Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, performed by Joseph Spence from Small Hope in the Bahamas. It was taped almost exactly 40 years ago at a concert sponsored by the Boston Blues Society. Does it help to know that earlier that week Joseph had seen snow for the first time in his life? Perhaps not. Before that, Belshazzar's Feast had musical fun at Playford's Christmas Ball, their tribute to John Playford's collection of dance tunes, The Dance Master, published back in the mid-17th century when this country was briefly a republic. Strange, really, those Puritans weren't known for their raves. Now, imagine a gamelan composer and musician who is totally inspired by Terry Riley's In C, a founding work of the minimalist movement. What might that sound like? Imade Anawa is just such a man, and you're about to hear his epic work, Indeng, nearly 25 minutes of transcendent delight, which he performs here with two Balinese ensembles, Seka Gong Taruna Mekka from Tunjuk and Kudamani from Pengo Sekan. Thank you. Ima de Anua's minimalist marathon for gamelan in Deng, which he performed there with Seka Gong Taruna Mekka and the Kudamani group. It was inspired by Terry Riley's seminal work In C. Musicologist Wayne Vital notes that whereas Riley's piece starts with a clear sense of C major and then complicates things, Anua ends his piece focusing on his central tone, as you could hear. Well, we've just had a very nice tweet in from @DavidComposer. Left work party early, he says, so I could get home in time for Lake Junction. Not a bad party, but well worth it. Keep the tweets coming in at BBC Radio 3. OK, here's a slightly wonky Irving Berlin song for those who long to wash their hair and face and hands with snow. It's from the film White Christmas, though this version features Peggy Lee instead of Rosemary Clooney, with Danny Kaye, Trudy Stevens and, of course, Bing. While you're listening, ponder this Berlinism. It's the lyric that makes a song a hit, although the tune, of course, is what makes it last.
Snow,
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 snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow, to see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow, where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no,
no
snow,
snow, snow.
I'll soon be there with snow. I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow. I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye go to sleep. And dream of snow.
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 a traditional Shona tune, Nemam Sasa, tonight's track from the delicious debut album from Mono Swazi, whose musicians come from Norway, Sweden, Mozambique and Zimbabwe. On vocals Nimbira, you heard Hope Masike, and on sax, Halvad Godol. Undoubtedly time for a swift frolic now with Cyril Blake and his Jigs Club band, so roll back the carpet. Trinidadian trumpeter Cyril Midnight Blake had a 30-year career in Europe from the clubs of Paris and London in the 20s to his Calypso records with Lord Kitchener in the 50s. But in the late 30s and early 40s, he was the star attraction at Jigs Club on Water Street in Soho. Fats Waller, Duke Ellington and even Louis Armstrong himself all hang out there, digging the scene and checking out the trumpet man. Here's Cyril playing Ellington's Frolic Sam.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jonathan Harvey's Mutuas Plango, Vivos Voco, I Lament the Dead, I Call the Living, entirely based on the voice of a Winchester Cathedral chorister and the cathedral's largest bell. The title of the work is inspired by the text that's engraved on the bell. And I played the piece tonight in memory of Jonathan Harvey, one of our most adventurous modern composers who died earlier this month. Which brings me to tonight's raga from Ravi Shankar, who passed away last week, and whose astonishing music I'm playing throughout this week on Lake Junction. This is Raga Devgiri Bilawal, recorded in 1982 with Alaraka on tabla. Thank you. Pandit Ravi Shankar on sitar, of course, Ala Raka on tabla, performing Ragadev Giri Bilawal. And you've got 2 days, 2 days left to listen again to Lopa Kotari's World on Three tribute to Ravi Shankar, and it's well worth listening to. But it's almost time to say farewell for tonight, and I'll be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock with the final Late Junction for this week, featuring an amazing session which brings together Nils Frahm, Ghost Poet and Haileem Kim. I'm Max Reinhardt, thanks for listening, and I'll say goodnight with this from Scottish folk experimentalist Alasdair Roberts, song composed in December.
Songs made in love, where the croak of the hawk meets the coo of the dove, where minstrelsy slander and rhyme turns to rage, to make a song about the renovation of the age. To those who celebrate the taking up of violence, and woe to those who perpetrate delusions of their sire lands, who fight for no reason with sword or with firebrand, be they reaver in the border or raider in the high. Joy to those who celebrate the breaking of our weapons, who take a stand to raise a hand against oncoming slaughter. And joy to those who strive to give a voice to those with none, the foster of errant son and ward of wild daughter. But woe to those who'd use them to enslave their fellow man. Soar on wings of beauty to cloisters where vestals bear their palms of duty, to waterfall tumbling, cascading and purling to the flood.
I'm John Shea, and welcome again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Over the last couple of days, I've been celebrating the centenary of the Romanian conductor Sergiu Celibidache. From 1962 to 1971, he was the music director of the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, and this morning's visit to their archives features a homegrown composer. Franz Berwald is probably Sweden's most prominent composer from the 19th century, although he never found it easy to make a full-time living from music. It's generally agreed that the best of his four symphonies is number 3, known as the Symphonie Singulière from 1845. And singular it certainly is. The echoes of Beethoven are understandable, the pre-echoes of Sibelius perhaps more of a surprise.